cover. The photo shows the winning entry for the Best Communal Garden category in this year's Great Green Garden Competition at Violet Hill Court. Pages 2 and 3. Around the courts. The first part of the last quarter saw activities in courts continue to be restricted by the pandemic, although people still managed to find safe ways to enjoy themselves. Since the 19th of July, following the lifting of restrictions, more normal events have started to take place, so here's a flavor across the period. At Old Mill House, residents were doing their bit to give something back to the local community and small businesses. They decided to donate a table every month in the reception area to sell items on behalf of small businesses in the local area. At Violet Hill Court, court manager Joanne Rudd has established a relationship with a local school. Joanne said it's lovely to still be able to keep in touch with the pupils at Waterhead Academy. We might not be able to meet, but they have written letters to the residents at Violet Hill and the residents have written back. Year 11 pupils at Oldham Academy North, on Broadway, Royton also took the trouble to write to all our extra care residents, to share their concerns and experience during lockdown. Tandle View Court was the venue for a very special birthday party in May, when resident Marjorie celebrated her 100th birthday. This summer saw the belated Euro 2020 Football Championship, delayed a year because of COVID, and a number of residents across the area decided to fly their colours in support of the England and Scotland teams. At St. Herbert's Court, court manager Tara Harrop was successful in bringing in external funding, £180. Tara said now the restaurant is open for residents, it is to provide each with a nutritious meal either delivered to their door or socially distanced in our restaurant. Whilst at Hopwood Court, court manager Joan Turner showed residents how to decorate stones in their arts and craft group. At Trinity House, residents enjoyed a party in the lounge to celebrate the end of the COVID restrictions. At Victoria Gardens, Get Up and Grow are running 8 weekly pottery painting and planting at home sessions, including painting pots, growing herbs and more. Free therapeutic activity packs have been provided too. Lido House resident Christine recently put a plea on Facebook, asking for help, and a gentleman from Holds Village donated a garden set. Lynmouth Avenue residents have also started to meet up again, enjoying a coffee morning together as part of their summer of fun. On Sunday, the 18th of July, Holland Close residents participated in the Village Jumble Trail with the Wake Up Delft charity, where each household paid a £10 entrance and are popped onto a map for buyers to find you. They made £100 from donations of Jumble. Housing 21 partners in care provision, the MyoCare Group, shared the following experience from Old Mill House. Something to make you smile, and a new meaning for the term mystery shopper. Yesterday, there was an unexpected delivery to one of the extra care schemes in which we provide care, 4 beautiful bouquets of flowers from a local florist. Though there was no note on them and the driver had simply been instructed to bring these lovely gifts to Old Mill House. After a little digging, we now know that a very generous, but remaining anonymous, lady had ordered some flowers she no longer needed. She was offered a refund but said, "Oh no, don't give me the money back, please donate them to the residents and staff at Old Mill and tell them thank you for everything they do. The flowers will hopefully brighten up their day." They did just that. A very thoughtful act of kindness. Thanks, Mrs. X, whoever you are. Everyone at Old Mill House really appreciates it. Christmas and Halloween came early to Walton House, when residents enjoyed a spectacular Christmas with Love party on the 6th of August. The combined fun event was intended to replace all the parties which residents had missed out on over the last 18 months, all at once. It included Christmas decorations, Crackers and Party Hats presents Halloween Decker Afternoon Tea, a countdown to New Year and a quiz. Finally, a special mention to the residents of Recreation Road. Friends Anne and Sheila have been raising funds for Macmillan Cancer Support since 2015. Despite the difficulties caused by the pandemic over the last year, local residents still managed to raise over £1,100 for the charity. Well done. Page 4. Oldham Property Team New Designated Areas for Property Inspectors. With effect from Monday, the 2nd of August, 2021, the way the property services team manages inspections for your repairs and maintenance issues has changed. Following a review of the way Housing 21 currently manages the request for inspections from residents, court managers and others, and the service we provide in respect of those, including follow-through with repairs, communications and feedback, the Oldham property inspectors, John Blakely and Brian Walker, have each been allocated designated borough areas of responsibility for managing inspections. What does this mean to you? You will have a dedicated inspector for your area. You will have one point of contact to follow up on requests and feedback. The property services team will be able to gain a deeper understanding of repairs and maintenance challenges on your particular area / neighborhood, allowing us to enhance and improve our repairs service to you. The ways in which you report your requests for repairs remains unchanged. John and Brian will respectively cover for each other for absence, ensuring that there will always be cover across all areas of the borough. Who is managing my area or court? The property inspector's new designated areas are Brian Walker, Royton, High Crompton, Shaw, Chadderton and Failsworth. John Blakely, Saddleworth, Lees, Holtz, Ault, Waterhead, Hathershaw, Hollins, Hollinwood and Oldham Centre. If you are unsure how this applies to you, please ask your court manager. Housing 21 Complaints, Compliments and Comments April to June 2021. We received 2 complaints during the quarter. One was regarding an out-of-hours repair. The complaint was upheld and the tenant received a full apology, and we have introduced some changes to the process when an out-of-hours repair is reported. On reporting the repair, the tenant should now be given a realistic timescale of how quickly the repair will be attended, based on the repairs matrix which we have in place. The other complaint was regarding some grounds maintenance work at one of the schemes. This was inspected and discussed with the contractor, and the work was completed and the tenant informed. We received 2 compliments during the quarter. One was regarding a repair, and the tenant wanted to thank the contractor for the quick response time and standard of work. The other compliment was passing thanks to a member of staff who had dealt with a complex repairs case. Page 5. Fab Neighbor Awards 2021. This year, we once again invited you to nominate Housing 21 residents who are always helping others and who deserve to be recognized. There were no less than 5 nominations of kind-hearted residents, whose efforts on behalf of the friends and neighbors inspired people to propose them for the award, in recognition of the help and assistance which they've offered and their warmth and friendliness towards them, especially during such a challenging year. The Fab Neighbor Award winners for 2021 are Marie Powers, Tandle View Court, Royton. Phil Haggerty, Springlees Court, Springhead. Derek Caffrey, Throssell Court, Royton. Valerie Beach, Lido House, Groton. Roy Featherstone, Tandle View Court, Royton. Well done and thanks to you all. Great Green Garden Competition 2021. This year, the competition was again conducted remotely, with entries submitted by photo or video, because of the COVID pandemic. However, we had fierce competition across all categories, with lovely gardens and creations of all types, giving the judges, Chris Wood from Green Fingers and Caroline Lawson from Veg in the Park, a very difficult task in choosing the winners. However, after careful deliberation, the results by category are as follows. Best Communal Garden. Winner Violet Hill Court. Highly commended Throssell Court. Best Garden. Winner Mrs. May Pickup, Recreation Road. Highly commended, Mr. Fred Mumford, Cypress Avenue. Best Creative Expression of Gardening. Winner Mrs. Marsha Marshall, Old Mill House. Highly commended, Knit and Natter Group, Old Mill House. Best Video of Why I Love Gardening. Winner Christine Sherrington, Old Mill House. Best Grow Your Own Fruit or Veg. Winner Mr. Kynaston, Violet Hill Court. Highly commended Eileen Marriott, Tandle View Court. Congratulations to all. Page 6, over to you. Brian's a top drawer. Brian Wrigley and his wife Eileen have lived at Throssell Court, Royton for over 10 years. Brian, who is 71 now, was raised in Chadderton and on leaving school, he did 5 years in office work in Failsworth. He also did bar work from the age of 18, where he met a man who offered him a job at Vitafoam, in Middleton. After a couple of years, Brian fancied a change and he applied to join the police service in Surrey. He served there for 2 years, before fate took a hand. He came home on leave and met his wife of nearly 50 years, Eileen, in Sinatra's Club in Failsworth and they were smitten. However, Eileen didn't want to move south, so Brian left the police, came back north, married Eileen and managed to get his job back at Vitafoam, where he worked for 40 years. Brian remembers starting his artistic career at school, when he did a project on birds, which he drew from a book. He didn't really take it too seriously at first, but when he started work, he drew some cartoon characters for a colleague, who'd just had a baby. He didn't take it up again until after retirement, when he started painting, including paintings of Sydney Harbour, Venice and market scenes. He began to realize that other people really liked them and during lockdown, he decided to turn his hand to pencil drawings of animals. This turned out to be his forte. Eileen said he'd gone from junior school to senior school in that period. He's now done over 50 drawings. Brian and Eileen have 2 sons, Michael and Warren, 2 grandsons and a great-grandson. He is pictured with his sketch of a tiger and a leopard and a selection of some other favorites. Insert Let's Discover IT. Let's Discover IT has new topics for you. There are exercise and line dancing videos, games and crafts, helpful computer tips and a fun virtual holiday to Florida. Enjoy these in a group with your friends or on your own, you choose how you want to discover more of the internet. Send us your suggestions for more topics. Log on to https://letsdiscoverit.org and follow us on Facebook at Let's Discover It Club. Page 7. Don't trash Oldham. £1.27 million invested into cleaning up the borough. Oldham Council has announced plans to put an extra £1.27 million into cleaning up the borough as part of a new Don't Trash Oldham campaign. Clean streets are important to everyone and they know lots of you already love where you live. As part of the investment which is on top of the money the council already spends clearing up litter and fly tipping, more street cleaning staff and enforcement officers will be employed. 2 new teams to clear fly tipping will also be created. Over the coming weeks and months, Oldham Council staff will also be carrying out a one-off deep clean of neighbourhoods, so they look clean and tidy. Please get involved. Once they've cleaned up, then it's over to you and your neighbours to keep it clean. The council can't keep coming back to clean up. The council will be in touch to let you know when they'll be cleaning up your area. Keep an eye out on social media and locally for announcements. If you would like to help clean up your area, the council can support community litter picks by lending equipment and picking up bagged waste if we are given prior notice. Contact Environmental Services at oldham.gov.uk for more information. Oldham Council plans new Spindles Town Square shopping centre to save town centre and kickstart recovery. External funds have been secured to accelerate and prioritise a brand new Tommy Field Market, events venue, space for new business entrepreneurs, and Arts and Heritage Archive Hub. The council has unveiled exciting plans shaped by people across the borough which will transform the building. The plans include requests for more things for all ages to do and see, including food, drink, leisure and entertainment, as well as a better retail offer. They incorporate a sustainable future for Tommy Field Market. The new market stretches from Town Square, through the former TJ Hughes unit and extends into Parliament Square. The space will be completely redeveloped to provide a purpose-built new market. This new location offers enhanced visibility in the heart of the town centre, with direct access to both the shopping centre and the old town hall. Culture, leisure and entertainment. A separate larger split-level events venue above the new market hall which can be used for private and public functions and will feature rooftop views of the borough will be created. This new venue, which could host anything from live gigs to weddings, festivals and conferences, will sit on the floors above Town Square and can be accessed at both street and mall level. A multi-use centre with improved retail. In the Spindles area, the retail offer will be condensed with downstairs becoming the main shopping hub, flowing into Town Square and towards the new Tommy Field Market. Space on the upper floor will be used to create a flexible contemporary workspace to appeal to new entrepreneurs and growing sectors like creative design and media. The new co-working space will sit beside new offices for Oldham Council staff which could extend to the floor above. This will enable the Civic Centre to be vacated and repurposed for an alternative use in the future, such as new town centre homes. For more information, please see the council website at Oldham Council Home /about/the/council/news. Page 8. Relax with Lucy. Relax with Lucy and Co. are excited to announce that they have received further funding from Action Together to deliver mindfulness sessions to the community. The sessions are delivered online and are delivered by experienced mindfulness instructors, Breathworks trained. All sessions are an hour in total and are designed to introduce participants to simple mindfulness strategies to help people learn how mindfulness can transform pain, stress and even parenting. Lucy Livesey, founder, has also recently launched a mindfulness and baby loss series to help families cope after loss. She has a free baby loss app that she created, Ellie's Gift, available on the Play Store, that is also available to help families cope during and after baby loss. Her work is a result of her own experience of the loss of her baby Ellie and her twin brother, aged 15. To access Lucy's materials, you can visit Relax with Lucy and Co. YouTube channel. You can also access here a selection of mindfulness recordings from the team at Relax with Lucy and Company. To book your place on the following online free courses, please visit www.relaxwithlucy.co.uk. Mindfulness for Pain, Mondays 7 p.m. Mindfulness for Stress, Thursdays 6:30 p.m. Mindful Parenting, Thursdays 8 p.m. Lucy Livesey, Mental Health Nurse, Mindfulness Instructor. 0781239456 www.relaxwithlucy.co.uk. Stop the block. Avoid blockages and flooding in your home. Only ever flush pee-poo and toilet paper down your loo. Put wet wipes in the bin, not the loo. Allow cooking fats, oils and grease to cool, then scrape them into the bin, not down the sink. For more tips, see unitedutilities.com/stop-the-block. Page 9. COVID-19 The latest guidelines for H21 residents, at August 2021. 1. Wearing masks in communal areas. It is a matter of personal choice whether residents continue to wear masks. This may change if there is an outbreak on court. 2. Social distancing generally. There are no longer any limits on the number of people or households that you can meet with. In addition, the requirement to socially distance will end. However, you should continue to consider the risks of close contact with others, particularly if you or they are clinically extremely vulnerable or not yet fully vaccinated. 3. Positive cases on court. Where there is one case on a court, the court manager, in consultation with their line manager, will risk assess the situation and determine whether or not there is a need for closure of communal spaces and additional cleaning. Outbreak. An outbreak is defined as 2 or more confirmed cases of COVID-19, or clinically suspected cases of COVID-19, among people in the same court with the onset of symptoms within 14 days. If there is an outbreak, communal areas will be closed and all activities stopped. Housing 21 staff will work with the Health Protection Team, HPT, in Oldham, to provide tailored infection prevention control advice. It might be that the local health protection team recommends some visiting restrictions. These will continue until such time as it is agreed that the outbreak has been brought under control. For keeping yourself and others safe, there are still cases of COVID-19 in the UK and there is still a risk that you could catch or pass on the virus, even if you are fully vaccinated. You are encouraged to exercise caution and consider the risks. Green fingers winter season November to March. What should I expect from my grounds maintenance service? Litter will continue to be removed from hot spots. Once the leaves have fallen, you will receive a visit to remove them all. You will receive 1 winter main visit where we will undertake lawn edging. Small trees will be tidied up. Leaf and debris clearance. Moss on hard standing will be scraped and sprayed with a herbicide removed and beds litter removal. Shrub pruning. Hedge trimming. All weeds will be removed and beds cultivated. Green Fingers is working in partnership with Housing 21 and is responsible for delivering your grounds maintenance service. For more information, please contact Housing 21 on 0800 032 1215. Page 10. NHS Pen in Care. NHS Foundation Trust, Healthy Minds Oldham. Are you feeling sad and lonely, irritable and out of sorts, or can't enjoy the things you used to? Perhaps you feel nervous when leaving the house or your physical health stops you feeling happy. If so, we're here for you. Contact Oldham Healthy Minds on 0161 716 2777 or visit www.penincare.nhs.uk/healthyminds-oldham. We are a team of NHS therapists who provide free talking therapies to anyone over the age of 16 who is registered with a GP in Oldham. NHS Bridgewater Community Healthcare. NHS Foundation Trust. Fluoride mouth rinses. Fluoride rinse. Dentists sometimes suggest using a fluoride rinse or prescribe this for patients aged 8 years and above. This is probably because you are more at risk of tooth decay. The most effective fluoride mouth rinses contain 225 ppmF. Use this in addition to brushing at least twice a day with a toothpaste containing at least 1350 ppmF. Use the fluoride mouth rinse at a different time of day to brushing for maximum benefit. Rinsing immediately after brushing, even with a fluoride rinse, will reduce the beneficial effects of fluoride toothpaste. Follow the manufacturer's instructions that come with the fluoride mouth rinse. Keep all food and drink that contain sugar to meal times only, as tooth decay is caused by having sugar too often during the day. Back page. Our contact details. Housing 21. Units 403/404. Chambers Business Center. Chapel Road. Oldham. OL84QQ. Email, oldhaminquiries@housing21.org.uk. Customer Services Telephone, 0345 604 4447. Other useful telephone numbers. Repairs Line, 24 hours. 0800 032 1215. Oldham Council Main Switchboard. 0161 770 3000. You can access lots of our services online at www.oldham.gov.uk. Council Tax. 0161 770 6622. Council.tax@oldham.gov.uk. Environmental Health. 0161 770 2244. Environmentalhealth@oldham.gov.uk. Housing Benefits and Council Tax Reduction Scheme. 0161 770 6633. Benefits@oldham.gov.uk. Payment Line. 0161 770 6611. 24-hour Automated Payment Service. Registrars. 0161 770 8960. Waste and Recycling. 0161 770 6644. waste@oldham.gov.uk. Age UK Oldham. 0161 633 0213. Ring and Ride. 0161 652 0248. Citizens Advice Bureau. 0844 847 2638. Silver Line. Confidential Friendship Support. 0800 470 8090. NHS Advice. 111. Police Non-Emergency. 101. Oldham Community Leisure. 0161 207 7000. Action Together. Formerly Voluntary Action Oldham. 0161 339 2345. Oldham Library. Greaves Street. 0161 770 8000. Making Space. Tandle View, Royton. 07966 887 152. Oldham Community Transport. 0161 633 0097, Mobility Scooters and Wheelchairs. 0161 633 0040. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Book a Safe and Well appointment. 0800 555 815. https://www.manchesterfire.gov.uk/staying-safe/what-we-do/safe-and-well-visit.